Ball sacks are yummy.
It's great. Right in front of our guests. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Don't ever play. No. All right, listen, actually, before we introduce our next guest, I want to hear this piece of audio, Kathy, that you were telling me about some phone messages or something.
Yeah, I really have no idea how it started, but I have a friend, one of my good friends from college lives in Denver, and whenever we call each other for whatever reason, we sing this song to each other. I don't know how it started, but she's coming home. She lives in Denver. She's coming home. So we've been going back and forth all week. Obviously, I've been here all week, so we've been leaving a lot of voice messages.
Right.
And these are a couple of them that she's left me.
Right, so this is her leaving the message for you.
Yes.
All right, Marissa, if you have that audio, can you play that real quick?
Steve is a lugger on his bed. Steve is a lugger on his head. See my little baby. Hey, Steve, how are you doing? Bye.
End of message.
Just a letter on his head. Be my little baby. Baby, my darling.
End of message.
Just a letter on his head. I said it, just a letter on his head. Be my little baby.
End of message.
Not sure if you've heard, but just a letter on his head. Just a letter on his head. Didn't know if you heard what he said, so call me back. Bye.
End of message.
That's awesome.
End of message.
I can feel you breathe. I can feel your heartbeat faster, faster. Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to see the light. Take me home tonight. It's an honor just like a rider. Be my little baby. Be my little darling. I feel hungry.
End of message.
Hey, it's me. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, my God. Awesome.
So it's every time. That's my friend, Amy Nosel, who... she lives in Denver now, but she's from the area, and she's coming home for the holidays.
My
and
God.
That's what I get every time she calls.
Wow.
Well, that's what I've been singing for the last 3 days myself.
Yeah. And by the way, did you guys know that song was nominated for a Grammy?
Absolutely. Yes.
Please welcome Eddie Money. Yeah. Eddie, good morning, sir. Thanks for coming out.
So much, President. I want to thank everybody coming up to Food Drive, man. Philly Abundance is really great. Help these people that are less than fortunate and send us everybody in. It's going to be a great holiday. By the way, we're at the Kessler Theater tonight at Glenside. You got to get anything. Come on down. We're playing with, of course, with Lou Gramm.
Yep.
He's going to be doing Hot Blooded and I Want to Know What Love Is. And, of course, Tupac's Hero. And we got Mickey Thomas doing We Built the City, which he wrote about Philadelphia. We built this city. You're going to be doing Jane
Don't
and Find Your
so.
Way Back. And, of course, I'll be doing Shaking and Take Me Home Tonight. It's going to be a great show and we're raising charity also for the Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric States Foundation. A big hand for my kids, everybody.
Hey, Eddie, so you and Lou and Mickey, are you guys, do you all perform together or you do
well,
your own
we
sets?
Well, we come out, we do Santa Claus is Coming to Town, then Mickey comes out and does Jane and Find Your Way Back and Built the City. And Lou comes out and he does Jukebox Hero and I Want to Know What Love Is. And then I come out, we do Shaking, and it's really a fun show. We do Walking in a Winter Wonderland, we do Jingle Bell Rock. It's,
that's cool.
It's really fantastic.
Excellent, man.
We got really good reviews in the paper, so, you know, somebody up there likes us. Huh? But it ain't Philadelphia.
Yes.
No,
yeah. Eddie, you know what, we've mentioned many times, anytime like your birthday comes up or something like that, Steve always points out the fact that you were a police officer for a little while.
Well, can I see some ID? Didn't I put you in jail about 10 years ago? What? No, actually, I worked on the police department for a couple of years. I worked undercover. I was an undercover typist.
You were the oldest.
My heart goes out to the cops out there and all the emergency service workers and everybody that works for the fire department because after 9/11, people realize these people were running in buildings while people were running out. It's really
right, right. Thank you. No, it's very, very noble. And you're born and raised in New York, yes?
Yeah, I'm actually. I grew up in Long Island. I grew up in Levittown. Levittown. Anybody know Levittown?
Yes, I'm from Long Island myself, and Kathy from New York. As
I
well.
Actually grew up in the Levittown here in Pennsylvania.
Really? Yeah. Huh? Tell your roommate she's crazy. I'd like to meet her.
You guys are doing a string of dates traveling around the East Coast right now?
You guys go to my website, anybody.com. We're doing a string of dates, but I'm very excited about the show tonight because I got a lot of friends coming down. The promoter's a little older. He said, who's this guy Eddie Money? He's got a bigger guest list than the Rolling Stones. It should be a great show tonight. If you guys are doing nothing, come down and do some shaking with the Money Man. Loose Sound's great. And, of course, Mickey's hot, and it's really a wonderful show.
That's awesome. Obviously, you guys want to hear a song from Eddie?
Yeah!
What do you feel like playing this morning, Ed?
Now, you guys know the chorus to Take Me Home Tonight, huh?
Yeah.
It's a little early for me, so you got to go, Take Me Home Tonight. I'm going to do that one. Get him up. A hunger, it's a hunger, tries to keep a man awake at night. You got the answer, I should wonder, when I feel at my appetite, with all the power to release it, it is safe to walk. Anticipation running through me, find the key and turn this engine on. I can feel you breathe. I can feel your heart beat faster. I need everybody. Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you up till you see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, just like Ronnie sang. Give yourselves a big hand. I get frightened in all this darkness. I get nightmares. I hate to sleep alone. I need some comedy, a guardian angel. Keep me warm when the glow is low. I can feel you breathe. Everybody, I can feel you. You guys got the job. Everybody. Just like Ronnie said. Be my little baby.
Thank you so much, everybody.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Eddie Money on the press.
It's a little early for me. I'm living on Tums and cigarettes, if you know what I mean. But the show's going to be... I got to want to thank WMMR, because when I first got my record deal, we did Baby Hold On. Actually, the first station in the country played me was WMMR.
Oh, very cool.
And we did a show just last night, and there was this beautiful girl right in front of my microphone, and she was crying, and her eye makeup was running. I said, honey, what's the matter? The show's great. She says, you're standing on my hand. It's a lot of fun. We're raising money for the food drive. We want to take a minute, everybody, and do a song. Have a big hand for the people that couldn't get home for Christmas. All our men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you guys happen to pick up a T-shirt tonight or something, a lot of the proceeds go to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Foundation. These are kids coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with some serious head injuries, and they have a hospital in San Antonio with 120 beds, and they're building a hospital in Maryland coming up, and it's a great song, and my heart goes out to all the veterans. I hope you enjoy the song. It's called One More Soldier's Coming Home. Today, you're finally coming home. You've been gone for way too long. When you went off to war, know what you went there for. You fought to keep our country strong. Come on! But you didn't see it coming.
when you hit that battlefield running. One more soldier got in heaven tonight. One more hero by the dawn's early light. And we salute you, 21 gun lock and load. One more soldier's coming home. Your mama always said that you'd become a man. Why'd you have to go away? Your daddy would be proud if he were here today. Like you, he chose the soldier's way. All your friends, they gather around you, and your comrades, they salute you. One more soldier got in heaven tonight. One more hero by the dawn's early light. We salute you, 21 gun lock and load. One more soldier's coming home. All the flags are at half mast as they take you to your resting place. There's not a dry eye in the church, but there's still hope in your daughter's face. That little girl says, comes this country too. Everybody, one more soldier. One more soldier got in heaven tonight. One more hero by the dawn's early light. We salute you, 21 gun lock and load. One more soldier's coming home. I heard the news today, you're finally coming home. For our veterans over there, everybody. Thank you.
Wow. It was awesome.
You can actually,
excellent.
You can, it's a beautiful song, and it's got a great video. We shot the video actually in a memorial cemetery for the veterans. And you can, if you go to my website, eddiemoney.com, it costs you a dollar. You can download the song and check out the video. And all the proceeds go to the Fallen Heroes Foundation. Again, a big hand for our veterans, huh, guys?
Yeah. Eddie, have you been overseas to perform?
But have you ever been to South America? I said Miami.
No.
No, we've been overseas, but we haven't been over there this year for that. Okay. We're going to see if we get over there to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey, we just got a text in from, there are 30 guys listening at Fort Dix right now, and they're all crying listening to that song.
It's awesome. A very beautiful song. And it really sweet. Thank you.
Awesome, man.
It was actually produced by my lead guitar player, Tommy. Thank you for Tommy Gerwin, everybody.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes!
Tommy's been with me for like two wives. I can't fire him because his ex-wife's got too much information on me.
How many wives are we into it, Eddie?
Well, more wives than Stevie Wonder. How's that? You know? Win a blind date with Stevie Wonder. Come down to the show tonight at Keswick Theater, everybody.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
In Glenside, Keswick Theater. Do you know what time the show starts tonight? Is it like an 8 o'clock show?
I think we're on about 7:30. Luke comes out, of course. Mickey Thomas will be doing Sarah, and he's going to be doing, of course, We Built This City, which I thought was, We Built This City, which wrote about Philadelphia. Can you believe that?
I don't believe that.
Yes, it's very true.
Really?
Yeah, he had a girlfriend here in Philadelphia.
Is that right? And we always thought it was about San Francisco.
Mickey gets around. Look out for him, you know.
Wow.
If I was as skinny as Mickey, I'd be twice as rich. I thought we'd do two tickets to Philadelphia. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Get him up. Every man and mom. Preston and Steve. I've got a surprise now, especially all my friends out there this afternoon. Good morning. Something that all of us have always wanted to do. I need everybody. What? You waited so long. Come on. Waited so long. We're on the radio. Waited so long. Waited so long. I'm gonna take you on a trip so far from here. How about Hawaii? I've got two tickets in my pocket, baby. Disappear. Everybody, here we go. Waited so long. Waited so long. Waited so long. Waited so long. Everybody, what have I got in my pocket? I've got. You get back in bed.
You nearly killed Eddie Money.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I didn't mean to
that
scare
reminds
you.
Reminds me, when I ran, I was in the airport about 2 years ago, and I ran into Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and they were on the way to a big gig. I think I was playing a club. They said they were real cocky and said, "How you doing, Eddie?" I said, "Sorry, guys, we ran out of candy about an hour ago."
Oh, that is awesome, Eddie. All right, well, we want those who can tonight to go see Eddie Money at the Keswick Theater with Lou Gramm and Mickey Thomas. It's going to be an awesome show. Eddie, thank you for being here.
Hey, Glenside, everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Eddie Money on the Preston and Steve Show.
Perfect.
You rock, pal. We're going to take a break. It's a Camp Out for Hunger on MMR and Plymouth Meeting. Come and see us. We'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.